Hollywood, welcome to Starlight Mystery Theater. Have we covered the... Oh, bonk. No, that wasn't a cue.
No.
Let me tell my story.
Okay,
let me tell my story. Okay, we are preparing this thing. This is a Firesign Theater produced piece starring Milton Berle.
Yes.
Yeah. We're having a meeting at William Morris. This is in the, what, 70, early... No, late 70s, something like that.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Early 80s. Mm-hmm. And Milton comes in and is sitting...
Hungry 80s.
There's not enough chairs, so I'm sitting on the floor next to Milton. Right. I have hair down to my butt at this point. And look fairly 70s myself. Milton turns down to me, and I'm supposed to be the director. I'm theoretically the director of this thing. But Milton looks at me at one point, and he says, "Are you a fag?" Says to me, and here, and my chance. This was my chance. One of the greatest clowns and gods of Earth. Here he is, Milty, gigantic penis and all. And I have a chance to say something clever. And I said, "No." That's what.
God, you killed with lines like that.
Oh, man, I can step right up here. No, I said. No. And I probably had a hurt look on my face, too. And I was sitting on the floor, for God's sake.
Yes, that's right.
Well, they did a lot of penis jokes last night about Milton.
Yeah, in fact, the red buttons on Milton Schlong really pulled off some good ones. He said, Milton claimed that it had its own heart and liver.
And brains.
That it had a traffic light on it, a salad bar, and a sun deck. A helicopter in trouble once landed on it. A terrorist flew a plane into it. And it didn't collapse. Milton never got an Oscar. He got a dick.
Wait, hold on. One of the things he said, the funniest thing Red Button said about Milton's dick is he said, "It looks like Danny DeVito sleeping between two pillows."
That's right.
So long, Uncle Milton.
All right, go ahead.
These remarks after speeches are entertainment by people. Thank you. You did your usual job. Unfortunately, Rowan and Mark, they make a wonderful team. So did the White House.
Got air conditioning on, man.
Dick and Dan have been together for 15 years. You'd think by now they would have had their timing worked out.
Okay.
They have a wonderful arrangement.
What do you say?
Dan writes and Dick erases. I'm pleased to announce that so-and-so has just been named honorary mayor of Warsaw. When you see guys like that, you understand why Gomar ended up with a pile. Thank you very much. It's performers like you that give Derwin Kirby the courage to stay in show business. Thank you very much. It's not often you get to work with a zombie. Thank you very much. So-and-so's a comic in case his material left you wondering. Thank you. That speech really stopped the show. So we're going to have a hell of a time getting it started again. Thank you very much. You have the personality of a proctologist's finger. So-and-so, you have a great comedy style. Fine. Thank you. We needed that speech like Toulouse the Trick needs to get his pants lengthened. Fred McMurray couldn't make it. We tried to get him, but they don't have a phone in that damn bus.
There's no tapes in the brown bag.
So-and-so would have been here, but nobody asked him.
Let's
think he's on some place camping. So-and-so is the only man that takes preparation H as a mind-expanding drug.
Hello? Still there? Hold it. Start again with that last line.
Thank you for that nice introduction. It had all the sincerity of Jar Jar saying, "Ouch on her honeymoon." This is a big night. I haven't seen so many stars since Phyllis Diller dropped her silicone on me. I had a big choice tonight. I could have come here or gone over to Liberace's house and watched him model pantyhose. Stay alert, Wade. Linda Lovelace is coming over to blow your candles tonight. That should last you for a year.
That it? I hope I got it.
And I was at college. I wanted to be a little bit different. So I plunged into it. It's not just terrible. You're a vegetarian, you have to stick with it. That's the way I think.
Fish, seafood, and chicken.
I think it is easier than the bachelor restaurants. It is lovely to go to the bathroom and think, oh wow, yes, I can eat whatever I want. I eat as much red meat as I can possibly get. Everything else is obscured, isn't there? These pieces of steak. Oh, yes, absolutely. Especially with pepper sauce and truffles.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, now?
Just tell us in your own words.
Well, at first I gotta admit, it sounded like fun. You know, a lot of short-haired comedians, funny people and whatnot, all gathered in one hotel room. People that enjoy good humor. But boy, an hour and a half later was I sorry. What a mess. Nothing but cigarette butts, empty coffee cups, encyclopedias, a Jewish humor, sproon all over the floor. Boy, does my head hurt bad.
Thank you, sir.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, you making a movie of this?
No, sir, a record.
This is the meat.
Lovely piece of meat. Round meat. Round meat. The meat.
Butcher.
Butcher's butcher.
Loin of pork.
Bacon.
Ham.
Pig's pork loves it.
The liver embraces it.
Beef stew.
A rabbit stew.
Soups and stewed. Soups and stewed.
Beef stew.
Beef stock.
Chicken stock.
Lamb stock.
It's always a good idea to have a pie.
See those ancient See those ancient lights. See those ancient
The Festival of Lights, better known as Hanukkah, started in the temple at Jerusalem. The miracle of the light, as described in the song, can be compared only to eternal Israel. And the rebuilding of the Jewish nation in our time has given Hanukkah an added importance. It is the answer to man's ageless cry for freedom, dignity, and independence.
More than 2,000 years ago, Judah Maccabee drove the pagan from Jerusalem in a great Jewish victory. And this independence newly won was a cause to celebrate. So they marched to the temple, everyone, to thank God for their new state. Idols had been worshipped, the temple desecrated, the Jews were not permitted to pray. After 3 days' work, the temple was cleansed and decorated, the Torah was brought back on that day. And as they worshipped daily and sang Thanksgiving nightly, they viewed one of the strangest of sights. With oil enough for one day, the altar lamp burned brightly for 8 whole days and nights. So we light the candles in memory of those heroes, yours and mine, who inspired glorious Hanukkah by freeing Palestine.
Oh, we light the candles in memory of those heroes, yours and mine,
who inspired glorious Hanukkah by freeing Palestine.
Sitting on a mountain.
Thank you. just how holy is the Holy Land.
A Jewish life shaped by an insulated religious Jewish environment. I was brought up in the experience that Judaism was the truth, that this is the true way and the right way. And that way was vouchsafed to Jews exclusively.
He will repulse all of your enemies before you.
We must understand that in the Islamic world, and indeed in other third world countries, Hindus and perhaps Buddhists, etc., religion is a very important part of the psyche about the identity of the person.
There's been controversy, I suppose, over the centuries about the notion of the Jews as the chosen people. What does that do to Jewish beliefs about others?
You've got to have a full range. I think that every religion, Judaism included, has amazingly profound, dark, dangerous, and evil sides to it. Traditions that live for 3,000 years are basically going to say everything. Right? They're going to be able to legitimate murder, and they're going to be able to legitimate love. So chosenness can be an excuse for legitimation of superiority in the most racist form you can imagine. A tradition and a religion is only as good as the people teaching it.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
S-A-B-B-A-D-H. S-A-B-B-A-D-H. Sabbath night, the Sabbath night, the Sabbath night.
satanic night. Hey, it's a satanic night. S-A-B-B-A-T-H night. S-A-B-B-A-T-H night. Brisket with the matzo balls. Oh, Sabbath night, oh, Sabbath night. Hey, you turn the television off, you got some gall. It's Sabbath night, it's Sabbath night. Oi, 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 the sun is down. Oi, 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 pass the cake around. Well, we light the candle burning bright. Remember all the songs tonight. Sabbath night.
Observe that Sabbath. Be a good young person. And that's a good thing, isn't it? For a person to be.
It's all right.
And they get to be.
It's the
better of. Okay, it's almost sundown. We gotta go now.
All right. And remember, leave the keys as you walk.
I'm gonna leave the keys and walk. Maybe we can ride the. No, we can't. Sabbath night.
Can't do it.
I
got you.
All right.
You see what you did there?
That's really a liberal. Yeah. That's what I really dug about Henry Miller. Why? Because Henry Miller says nobody hates Jews more than Jews. That's right. That's a true liberal. That's it, man. Because I told you. Did you dig the first show? Did you see the first show? Yeah, you did. I did the thing about Jewish and Goyish. Let me just show you one picture. And no one hanging up with it anymore. I don't think of what's Jewish, what's Goyish, what's Jewish. Ray Charles is Jewish. Sammy Davis Jr. is Goyish. The Ink Spots are Goyish. Coleman Hawkins is Jewish. Ben Webster is so Jewish, he's an Orthodox Jew. Ben Webster is really Jewish. It's ridiculous, man. You don't know how many uncles I have that look like Ben Webster. It's amazing, Lisa. He's really my Uncle Ben. That's really, when I saw him, like, whew, who is really him? Yeah.
Big Chief loves Big Nate.
half glanced and saw my plump, ripe breasts. It's a crime to put that dress on, he said. Rob got up and gripped my dress, his black and powerful pummeling arms heaving at my cheeks. Rob was hung like a horse. I stood up and pushed his hard cock in with my fingers. Mr. Bullock's small, hot cock flapped loose. It's all right unless you look closely. Kate pushed it with her elbow. She was a woman. The strong, sure tug of Kate's hand was quickening Mr. Bullivant. The studs polished my bare skin with their nuts. I didn't mind. I can't get at the studs, Kathy, said Kate, but I didn't care. I'd made the studs pour out thick and warm. I would make Rob come too. Rob came over my breasts and shoulders, getting the spray of zest in my mouth. It was whitewood, the kind of scent that you could not get out of your mind once you'd smelled it. Isn't this fun? Gossip and sweet names and slaps. Isn't this fun? Things men and women did together in the dark.
Especially since it's so much fun to explain.
Adolf Hitler invaded Poland in September 1939. Starting World War II.
I hope you have no place to go for the next hour or so. I do a long time on stage. Thank you. I don't say that to brag or anything. See, I don't own no restaurants or nothing. This is it for me. I love my work. I like to work. I like to perform. I am what is commonly known as a ham. You know, I am. I don't deny it. I am not one of those performers who walk around telling people, when I get off the stage, I want to be left alone. Don't bother me for my autograph. I'm too busy. I'm not a nut when I'm off. I'm a nut when I'm off. And I like to perform, and I dig the business, and I am a ham. I'm not one of them guys that say, when you go to a party, don't ask me to sing. I die if nobody asks me to sing. Get me up. I do shtick, anything. You want me to a waiter, a soupy sales, a pie, and if anything. I love this business. I go to my home. I get home. I open up the icebox. The light comes on. I do 20 minutes immediately. They heard the breeze through the trees. Good evening, folks. Hello, lamb chops. I do, you know, anything. So I just want to let you know, this is the kind of evening that we have. And I am not hard-nosed and bitter, because that seems to be a new trend in our business today. Everybody's got to come out and be bitter, you know, and you have an attitude. I ain't got nothing to be bitter about. I ain't never had it this good in my life. You dig? Ain't never, no. I tell you how good I got it. I got a pool and can't even swim. You dig? That's not, you know that's something else, right? So just sit back, relax. I have no place to go. I will be here till Hanukkah. We would like at this time to do a number.
Mother, you had me, but I never had you. I wanted you.
Thank you. morning, leave enough room for dessert, chicken ripple ice cream.
You can go now, Artie. Well, that's real funny, Artie. So funny, I forgot to laugh. Cut it out, Artie. Go on. Hello, I'm Lisa Loebner, and thank you. And that concludes the classical portion of the Students of Mr. Brighton annual piano recital held here at the Gus Grissom Elementary School Auditorium. They made us have it here at the baby school because they were having a basketball game over at the high school. Big deal. At this time, I would like to call your attention to the mimeographed lyric sheets that are inside each and every one of your programs. Please get them out now so that when I say, please refer to your song sheets, everybody, you will have them out and ready to refer to. Could everyone please get them out now so there'll be no rustling of papers during my presentation? Okie dokie. At first, I would like to warm up by playing this very famous bottom part to this very famous duet. I would like to dedicate the song I'm about to play to the world's best mom, Mrs. Edith Loubner, and to my father, the late Mr. Loubner. God rest his soul. The song is entitled The Way We Were, and it is from the film of the same name. It was composed by my idol, Marvin Hamlisch. The lyrics were written by Marilyn and Alan Bergman, with whom it is my dream for Marvin and I to someday double date. The Way We Were. It was during the time when McCarthy was accusing everybody in Hollywood of being communists, and even accused Streisand and Redford of being communists, which they're not, and it put a terrible strain on their marriage, and it was very sad. I saw the movie 5 times, but I cried 6 times, because after the 4th time, I knew it so well that I cried on the way going there the 5th time.
Here she is, emerging from the crowd. All I can see at this point is Sarah. Sarah,
I need you. Vanny, come here immediately. Oh,
Gee, you look beautiful. I haven't seen you. Thank you, John Story. I haven't seen you at all since you've come gussied up for the thing. Not that you always don't look spectacular.
I look different from yesterday at rehearsal.
Yeah, let me drink you in. Look at you.
I told you I was going to dress like a lady.
Every bit of a lady. Three times a lady. You know, she's on the cover, may I say, of GQ currently. Is that correct? So we're not just a couple of Joe Schmoes saying, hey, nice looking gal. She's recognized by the Cognoscente as being one of the world's most beautiful women.
Well, it's a comedy issue, but, you know, I definitely don't look bad.
Spectacular. Also, do you know who you look like? This is, you know, I mean, you look like yourself. You're Sarah Silverman, of course. People look like you. I thought she was you for a second right there.
Yeah.
You know, but I haven't seen you gussied up like that. Wait a minute. Bear me out, Larry
Maybe
Klein.
Ever.
Does she not look like, this is part dark, part bittersweet. Do you not like the most, look like the most beautiful Amy Winehouse?
The lady I was waiting in line for the bathroom with just moments ago said the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm not completely crazy. Emily saw her at In-N-Out Burger once. Didn't speak to her, but saw Amy Winehouse. Yeah. This is top entertainment. Another fabulous story.
Give my Spanx a little tug-a-rooney. So what happens is...
Did you say Spanx?
Yeah. My thighs rub together, it's like fire. It's like actual fire.
The exits are this way, that way, and that way. Remember, if anything combustible happens, save yourselves, for God's sake. First, you know...
Well, let's get jazzy. Till, looking nice. Met him in an alley yesterday.
I see.
Should
you
we sing
her
number?
You feel that beat? See, it's...
Oh, wait. Let me get you something. Wait a minute.
I don't want to put you out.
Oh, no. That was the most graceful thing I've ever seen. Machete bear me out. You bet. Look at that. Oh. Look at that. Every move of picture like a...
You look. Is everything okay? You'll tell me if it's like a bad angle.
Spectacular. Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Sarah.
Jeff, you'll never get rid of me.
Good news.
Let all the others fight and fuss.
Whatever happens,
we've got us.
We're closer than pages that stick in a book.
My shadow.
We're closer than ripples that play in a brook. Perfect. Wherever you find her, you'll find me just one. Closer than a miser or the bloodhounds to lies of me.
Closer than smog is to all of L.A. We're closer than Bobby is to JFK.
Not a soul can bust this team into.
We stick together like glue. And when it's sleeping time,
that's when we're gonna rise.
We'll start to swing. That's
when
we
swing to the skies.
Our clocks don't shine.
What a surprise they ring.
A ding ding.
Happy New Year. And now to repeat what I said at the start, they need a large crowbar to bust us apart.
We're alone but far from blue. Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We'll change that name, Redskins. Is that such a chore?
Then we'll tackle climate change. Hats off to Al Gore.
Life is gonna be wee wah wee. For my shadow and me. Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
against you.
Could you... Could... Wait a minute. Is that the best trumpet you've ever heard in your life?
It's like cutting butter with a hot knife.
Yes, you phrase maker. Well done. Hey, recently I've been keeping my butter out at night so that it's soft in the morning. Is that risky? I love soft butter.
It's not risky. You can do that with butter. You can leave it out.
Okay, I'm taking that to the bank. What was I going to say now? Oh, I know. Could you do me a favor, Sarah?
Yes, anything.
Could we take it just one more time?
From the top?
No, from that ending. I love that ending.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We're just like Michael Corleone. We'll settle old scores.
Oh, then we'll talk to Vitero and dress up like whores.
Life is gonna be who you are, we.
Jurassic Park, scary in the dark.
I am scared that I'll get eaten.
Oh, Sarah, don't be scared of that. Silverman, ladies and gentlemen, my God, a national treasure, international treasure, cosmic treasure, my God. There she goes, there she goes. Touch her, but not too vociferously.
But I grew up in New Hampshire, and there are not many Jews in New Hampshire, and we weren't really raised with any religion. We were just Jewish in that it oozed out of our pores, you know. But I didn't feel so different until maybe like around third grade, kids started blaming me for my people killing Jesus. I remember like even then thinking like, it's not like we killed baby Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, he had quite a run. He was 33. 33 is young. If someone dies now at 33, it's terrible. But I mean, back then in the oldie-timey times, 33 was like elderly. 33, dying at 33 was like he had a full life, you know. And by the way, you're welcome. If we had not killed him, he wouldn't even be famous. You know, and nothing seems crazy when you're used to it. There's so much crazy shit everywhere. We're used to it. And everything seems crazy when you're not used to it. That's why so many comics make fun of Scientology, right? Because, like, well, because it's a batshit crazy religion. But it's no more batshit crazy than, like, every single religion. It's just new, you know? Christianity is super old, but it's fucking crazy. I mean, it's... You're born a sinner. By being born, you are a sinner and you're going to hell. But you can just apologize and then you can go to heaven. No big deal. If you're a murderer, same thing, it's just apologize and go to heaven. You can be Hitler and go to confession and say, "Forgive me, Father, I killed 6 million Jews." And the priest would just be like, "No problem, say 10 Hail Marys." And Hitler goes to heaven. Hitler goes to heaven is the name of my band. Scientology is weird because it's new. It feels weird in our ear holes to hear people worshiping a guy named Ron. We know Rons in our life. He had to change his name to L. Ron because there was another Ron Hubbard in the Writers Guild. That's how recent a religion it is. And people who follow their religion to the letter of the law are just silly. I mean, I want to tell Hasidic Jews, I
promise you, God will not mind if you wear a nice cotton blend in the summer. You're being fucking ridiculous. But we live in the greatest country in the world. A country where we have freedom of religion and separation of church and state, only we don't at all, and nobody says anything because we're used to it. It says in God we trust on our money. It says in God we trust above the judge's bench in a courtroom, in a court of law, where you have to put your hand on a Bible, the Christian Bible. It's not my Bible. I mean, if I tell the truth, it's because I tell the truth, not because I put my hand on a book and made a wish. It's fucking crazy. That's craziness.
Number 63, Jews and their idiosyncrasies. Important thing to know, all Jews everywhere are exactly like Woody Allen. Famed filmmaker and alleged pedophile, and have the same opinions and character traits. Once you embrace this fact, you will be able to move forward without wasting energy on reinventing the Jew in your comedy world. Little hats are funny. Hanging sideburns are funny. Being cheap is funny. Really, all you need to do is throw some typical character traits into your piece. Non-Jews will laugh at the Jewish characters because of deep-seated jealousy. And Jews love to laugh at themselves out of self-hate. So that's 100% of your audience laughing. Where and when did Jews get to be so funny? Ironically, the Jews were not chosen to be funny. The story is told through our elders that a group of them were passing through Rome in 3 BC and stopped to perform a series of silly songs for Pope Pius XI. Before having them stoned to death, the Pope was said to remark, "Those little people with the noses amused me." Word spread.
That is, after all, that is still some sort of redemption on the fact that, again, nature itself will take care of itself. It'll creep and crawl over all, and they have to somehow affirm that that's okay. You don't have to affirm that. And this comes from my mind. And it's so old, it's antiquated. I suppose it just depends on who's looking at it, really.
It's a very British painting.
I suppose it just depends on who's looking at it, really.
Because it is a strong concept. I mean, nobody thinks of those as people with wings.
I suppose it just depends on who's looking at it, really.
3 years ago, it was kind of painted, and it probably had their eyes. Yeah, it's very nice, but it doesn't seem to make much sense to me. Is that?
I suppose it just depends on who's looking at it, really.